I'm Ian Christie, author of Sound of the Beast. You're listening to Bloody Roots, your weekly heavy metal history lesson on Sirius XM. Today, we salute the fierce frontwomen of the 80s metal underground. I'm Ian Christie, author of the book Sound of the Beast. Lots of tracks to come today by better-known bands like, of course, the Juilliard prodigy, The Great Cat, out of New York City. Calling it a band is a little bit of a stretch. It's actually more of one fireball force of nature and whatever sidemen she can corral into her slave arena long enough to make an album, pretty much. This is actually one of the very first albums released by Roadrunner Records when they opened their United States branch in the mid-1980s. The record's called Worship Me or Die, and the impresario at the center of this is The Great Cat, who had been a violin prodigy at Juilliard, but just kind of had way too much energy for the classical music world and spilled over into the burgeoning heavy metal fad at the time, got herself like, you know, a Jackson and started shredding and turned into a super formidable shredder, still going to this day, still a force of nature and still like self-releasing like countless albums, combining high-speed neoclassical shred and actual classical compositions. This one is a little bit simpler than all of that. It's just called Metal Messiah on Sirius XM. This is Bloody Roots, saluting the fierce frontwomen of the 80s metal underground.